下面呢，现在咱们开始了啊。
好的。
Vaikuntha 知音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年1月20日，星期五，今天是大年三十儿。我们今天非常非常的荣幸的邀请到了我们深爱着的咖啡圈的 Maharaj 为我们讲述今天的《佛家梵歌》的讨论，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
So I'm just getting ready.
Yeah.
I don't know if you just read into the Maharaj's last letter he wrote to the devotees.
Which one? You mean his diary?
Yeah, the latest one yesterday.
Yeah, well, I just have it in front of me, but I haven't got a chance to read it yet.
So, you know, we're getting old and realizing that it's really true. We've talked about our whole life, this is death, disease, all day. So please pray we can get serious about Krishna, quit trying to enjoy.
Do you want me to let devotee know what you're saying just now? Now we're broadcasting. Because we're broadcasting now. Devotees
are
hearing what you're saying.
But it's a good letter, you could translate it.
Yeah, I'm going to do that today. Yeah.
Okay. You know, it's very deep. Realization.
Yeah.
Now, when you suffer a lot, then you really realize how important it is to just how fortunate we are to chant and to buck either.
Yeah.
Association of devotees.
Sorry, Marj, because now you're broadcasting the class, so what devotees do need to know what you're saying.
Their philosophy.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
One of the symptoms of knowledge, Krishna says, is janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anadarshanam. To always be aware of the miseries of birth, death, disease.
Hare Krishna， 亲爱大家，刚才马尔他所说的话呢，就是这样的。因为他现在在旅行，然后呢，最近身体有点不是特别的舒服，可能有点感冒。然后昨天呢，印度丁的马尔呢，也在网上发表了一篇日记，是关于他最近的，就是他在抗癌的这个过程中的一些感悟。所以乔真马尔刚才说的意思呢，就是说。我们其实应该非常的感恩，就是我们一直都在整个的在一生中都在探讨着我们要这个不惧怕生老病死，而且呢我们是在为自己的死亡在做准备。但事实上呢，我们要时刻的意识到，其实我们确实就是非常紧迫的在面临着这个问题，而且呢我们要觉得自己非常的幸运，因为我们有这个机会可以一直在不断的念诵哈利库什纳的圣名。Very much. I just brief what you said just now.
Okay. Again, it's Jimmy Rundasya again. So, what verse?
Ten, twelve to thirteen.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvim Devasham. the toe jayam mudiraya. Okay, this is a famous verse and very important. Say it every
verse.
At least this one, I thought was in this. And it's easy. Param Dhamma, Param Dhamma, Param Dhamma. Pavitram Paramam Bhava. It's echoing. I'm echoing back to Peru. Can we connect
what
again?
Okay. Oh.
Everything I
okay.
say, I hear okay. back on, from the phone.
Okay,
let
okay,
me
I will call back. Okay.
Okay, hang up.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 我现在听你的声音比较清楚，然后有回音吗？
现在是这样啊，就是说，咕噜讲话的时候，你那里有回音，我这是静音的。现在再试一下，看咕噜讲话怎么样。
Okay. Now.
Maharaj.
Much better.
Now
is
okay.
Much better. Yeah.
大姐妈姐那边能听见我的回音吗？
现在好一些。好，可以开始吧。
Okay. Okay. Maharaj, please start.
Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Abhitam Paramam Brahma. Just a minute. Param Arjuna Vacha, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Shashvatam Divyam, Adi Devam Ajam Vibhum, Ahus Vam Rishaya Sarve, Devarshir Naradas Tata, Asito Devalo Vyasa, Swayam Chaiva Bravishime. Arjuna Vacha, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Shastvatam Divyam, Adi Devam Ajam Vibhum, Ahuspam Rishaya Sarve, Devarshir Naradas Tata, Asito Devalo Vyasa, Swayam Chaiva Bhavishime. One more time, because this is very sweet. Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan Purusham Shashvatam Divyam Adi Devam Ajam Vibhu Ahustvam Rishaya Sarvai Devarshir Naradastata Asito Devalo Vyasa Swayam Chaiva Bravishime. Arjuna said,
Arjuna, sure.
Adibon?
Yes, I'm here, Maharaj.
Okay. Param means supreme.
Param 的意思是至尊的意思。
Brahma, truth.
Brahma 真理。
Param Supreme。
Param 至尊的。
Dharma sustenance。
Dharma。Dharma。永恒 ，sorry。Dharma 维系。游戏维系 Dharma 维系
Pavitram pure
Pavitram 纯粹的
Paramam
Parama
Supreme
至尊的
Bhavan your
Bhavan 您
Shashvatam No Purusham personality
Purusham 人物
Shashvatam eternal
Shashvatam 永恒的
Adidevam
Adidevam
The original Lord
存在中的第一位至尊主Ajam
Ajam Unborn
不经出生就存在
Vibhum
Vibhum
Greatest
最伟大的
Greatest Aham
最伟大的 Aham
Say
说
Tvam
Tvam
Viewer
有关您
Rishaya
Rishaya
The Sages
证人
Survey
Survey
All
所有的
Devarishi
Devarishi
The sage among the demigods
半神人中的圣人
Narada
Narada
Devala Tata also.
Tata, yeah.
Vyasa.
Vyasa. Vyasa.
Swayam, personally.
Swayam, 亲自.
Cha also.
Yeah.
Eva, certainly.
Eva, 必然的。
Ravishi.
Ravishi.
You are explaining.
像我。
May, unto me.
May, 对我。
Arjuna said, you are the...Supreme Personality of Godhead, the ultimate abode, the purest, the absolute truth. You are the eternal, transcendental, original person, the unborn, the greatest. All the great sages like Narada, Vyasa, Sita, Devala confirm this truth about you, and now you yourself are declaring it to me.
译文 Arjuna 说您是至尊人格守神终极的住所至存至粹者绝对真理，您是永恒超然的第一人，您不经出生就存在，最伟大。像 Narada, Asita, sorry, you read the whole thing?
Yeah.
像 Narada, Asita, Devala 和 Vyasa 那样伟大的圣人，都确认了有关您的这一真理，而您现在又亲自对我说明。
Okay, purport. In these two verses, the Supreme Lord gives a chance to the Mayavadi philosopher, for here it is clear that the Supreme is different from the individual. So, Arjuna, after hearing the essential four verses of the Bhagavad Gita, 10:8-11, in this chapter, became completely free from all doubts and accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He at once boldly declares, You are Param Brahma. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. And previously, Krishna stated that he is the originator of everything and everyone. Every demigod and human being is dependent on him. Men and demigods, out of ignorance, think they are absolute and independent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That ignorance is removed perfectly by the discharge of devotional service. This has already been explained in the previous verse by the Lord. Now, by his grace, Arjuna is accepting him as the Supreme Truth. In concordance with the Vedic injunction, it is not that because Krishna is Arjuna's intimate friend, Arjuna is flattering him and calling him the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth. Whatever Arjuna says in these two verses is confirmed by the Vedic truth. Vedic injunctions affirm that only one who takes to devotional service to the Supreme Lord can understand him, whereas others cannot. Each and every word of this verse spoken by Arjuna is confirmed by the Vedic injunction. Okay, you can read that one.
至尊主在这两节诗中给了假象宗哲学家一个了结真理的机会，因为这里清楚地说明了至尊主与个体灵魂是不同的。尔朱呢听了佛家梵歌这一章中最重要的四节诗，佛家梵歌第十章的第八到第十一世节后，不再有任何的问题，把 Krishna 接受为至尊人格守神。他立刻大胆地宣布，您是至尊人格守神Param Brahma。 Krishna 在前面声明过，他是万事万物的起源，所有的半神人和人都依靠他。出于愚昧，人和半神人都以为自己是绝对的，是独立于至尊人格守神的。若奉爱服务能完全清除这种愚昧，至尊主在前一节诗中已经解释了这一点。现在由于他的恩典，尔朱呢接受他为至尊者，这是符合伟达训令的。而中呢并不是因为 Krishna 是自己的亲密的朋友就通过称他作为至尊人格守神绝对真理来讨好他。而中呢在这两节诗中所说的话都是伟达真理确认的。伟达教导断言，只有为至尊主做奉爱服务的人才能够了解他，其他人则了解不了他。尔朱呢在这一时节中说的每一个字都被伟达教导所确认。
Alright.
Alright.
Next paragraph. In the Kena Upanishad, it is stated that the Supreme Brahman is at rest for everything, and Krishna has already explained that everything is resting on him. The Mandaka Upanishad confirms that the Supreme Lord, in whom everything is resting, can be realized only by those who engage constantly in thinking of him. This constant thinking is smaranam, one of the methods of devotional service. It is only by devotional service that Krishna can be, one can understand his position and get rid of this material body. In the Vedas, the Supreme Lord is accepted as the purest of the pure. One who understands that Krishna is the purest of the pure can become purified from all sinful activity. One cannot be disinfected from sinful activities unless he surrenders unto the Supreme Lord. Arjuna's acceptance of Krishna as the Supreme Pure complies with the injunctions in the Vedic literature. This is also confirmed by great personalities, of whom Narada is the chief. Okay.
柯纳奥义书中声明，万事万物都在依靠至尊梵。Krishna 已经解释过，万事万物都在依靠他。蒙丹卡奥义书确认，只有总想着至尊主的人才能够觉悟到维系万事万物的他，这种对 Krishna 的不断思念称为叫记忆 Marana， 是奉爱服务的一种。只有通过为 Krishna 做奉爱服务，才能够了解自己的身份，摆脱这个物质躯体。伟达经把至尊主接受为是纯粹中的至纯至粹者，谁明白 Krishna 是纯粹中的至纯至粹者，谁 就可以摆脱所有的罪恶的活动，获得净化。人除非投靠服从至尊主，否则不可能消除罪恶活动的污染。尔朱呢，遵守伟达文献的指示，把 Krishna 接受为至高无上的纯粹者，以 Narada 为首的伟大人物也都确认了这一点。
Finished? Yes. Okay. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and one should always meditate upon him and enjoy one's transcendental relationship with him. He is the Supreme Existence. He is free from bodily needs, birth, and death. Not only does Arjuna confirm this, but all the Vedic literatures, the Puranas and histories, in all Vedic literature, Krishna is thus described. And the Supreme Lord himself says, although I am unborn, I appear in this earth to establish religious truth. He is the supreme origin. He has no cause, for he is the cause of all causes, and everything is emanating from him. This perfect knowledge can be had by the grace of the Supreme Lord.
Krishna 是至尊人格守神，人应该一直不断地冥想他，享受与他的超然快乐。他是至高无上的存在，他没有躯体的需要，没有生死，不只是 Arjuna 的，而是所有的伟达文献、众多的往事书和史诗都确认了这一点。所有的伟达文献都这样描述 Krishna， 至尊主本人也是在第四章中说，尽管我不经出生就存在，但我却在这个地球上显现，以建立宗教原则。他是至高无上的源头，他没有原因，因为他是一切原因的起因，一切都来自他。至尊主的恩典可以使人具有这完美的知识。一借 Krishna 的恩典， Arjuna 在此表达了自己的看法。我们如果想理解薄伽梵歌，就应该接受这两个师节中的声明，这就是通过师徒传承的接受理解真理。人除非在师徒传承中，否则理解不了薄伽梵歌，凭借所谓的学术教育是不可能了解薄伽梵歌的。不幸的是，尽管伟大文献中有如此多的证据，但为自己受到的学术教育感到骄傲的人仍固执己见地认为 Krishna 是个普通人。
Okay. Here Arjuna expresses himself through the grace of Krishna. If we want to understand the Bhagavad Gita, we should accept the statements of these two verses. This is called parampara system, acceptance of the disciplic succession. Unless one is in the disciplic succession, he cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. It is not possible by so-called academic education. Unfortunately, despite so many evidence in the Vedic literatures, those proud of their academic education stick to their obstinate conviction that Krishna is an ordinary person.
集注 Krishna 的恩典， Arjuna 在此表达了自己的看法。我们如果想理解薄伽梵歌，就应该接受这两节诗中的声明，这就是通过师徒传承的接受理解真理。人除非在师徒传承中，否则理解不了薄伽梵歌。凭借所谓的学术教育是不可能理解薄伽梵歌的。不幸的是，尽管伟达文献中的有如此多的证据，但为自己受到的学术教育感到骄傲的人仍固执己见地认为 Krishna 是个普通人。
Chakstu unmilitanyena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya manobhisam stapitam yena bhuta. Svayam rupa kadamaram nadati swapadantikam. Vandeham shri guru shri yuta parakamalam. Shri gurun vaishnavamscha. Shri rupam sajajatam sahagana raghunathanvitam. Tam sajivam.Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Cha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Pinamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Kauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desa Tarane Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Pinamane Namo Gaur Kishwaraya Satchitvairagya Murtaya Vipralamba Rasambode Padamajaya Te Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchitananda Namane Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Nipanuga Varaya Te Gaura Virbhave Bhume Swam Nirdesha Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Boma Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Namo Mahavanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Tveshe Namaha. He Krishna, Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Kapta Kanchana Gorange Ade Vrindavanishri Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Mukam Karoki Vachalam Pangamangaya Tegarim Tatripat Mahamande Shigurundina Tarane. Okay, there's a small comment by Tori Jordan in his book, Parental Alchemy.
这里面呢有关于 Prajan Prabhu 在他的向我的臣服中的对这件事的一个小小的解释。
So Arjun says Krishna is Pavitram Paramam, Supreme Pure.
那么所以呢，
Arjun他说。One who knows Krishna becomes pure also.
那这里面Arjuna他说 Krishna 呢是至尊的纯粹。那么当我们要了解了 Krishna 之后呢，我们也就变得纯粹了。
We read that in Upanishad that Parigat Shukram Makayam Navrinam Ashnaviram Shudam Apapa Vidam Kavir Manishi Paribhu Swayambhu Kitoyata. That's That he's supremely pure in anything. So not only is Krishna cannot be contaminated by any impure thing.
所以说呢，在至尊奥义书里面，我们都听到的这一点 ，Krishna 他是Pavitram， 也就他是至尊的纯粹的。那所以说呢，Krishna 他不仅仅是自己是纯粹的，而且呢。使他周围的这些事物呢，也都变得纯粹了。
So even by coming in the material world and, you know, trying to help us in such a contaminated place, of course, it's his energy. He stays completely pure. His whole spiritual world comes with it.
那么虽然说他从灵性世界来到了这个物质世界，那么这个物质世界呢，一切都是被污染的。但是由于这个污染的这个事物呢，也是他的能量。所以呢，他来到这儿的时候呢，他是不被这些污染的这些事物所污染的。
And then not only that, but anything that comes in contact with Krishna will also become pure.
而且不仅如此呢，任何被 Krishna 所触碰过的，或者说是接触了 Krishna 的事物呢，都会得到净化。
So that's a special feature of Krishna.
真的，这是 Krishna 的一个特别的特点。
Therefore, if we come in contact with Krishna by chanting or by reading Bhagavad Gita, we can become pure.
所以说呢，我们通过唱诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名以及阅读博家放歌这样的经典，那我们也能够变得被净化了。
So that's why we're always recommending everybody chant, and we're trying to give people association with Krishna.
那所以就为什么我们每一个人呢都推荐着要把Krishna 的涟漪给予大家，然后也让大家有机会去念诵。
So all these things that Arjuna is saying about Krishna are very nice. Param Brahma, he's the supreme spirit.
那么 Arjuna 他所讲述的关于 Krishna 的一切都是非常的美妙的。那么他是至尊的灵魂。
Param Brahma, that means he's the supreme spirit. Like the Mayavadi say, everything is spirit.You're a spirit.
他是 Param Brahma, 也就是至尊的灵性的。Mayamadi 他说呢，所有的一切都是灵性的。
They don't accept a supreme spirit.
但是呢，他们不会接受这至尊的灵性。
So Prabhupada gave a verse many times from the former Upanishad that says, Nityo Nityananam Nityanam Nityanam.That there's one supreme eternal that's maintaining all the other eternals. We're also eternal, we're also spiritual, but we're small. So Krishna is supremely big.
所以呢，释迦牟尼佛他就会反复的去引述在Upanishad， 也就是一说 Upanishad 至尊要义书里面的这个师姐，就说呢。就是我们大家呢，虽然都是永恒的，但是有一个至尊的永恒 Krishna， 他维系着一切。
And Param Dhamma, the supreme sustenance, maintainer, the place.
Param Dhamma， 它是至尊的实质，它是至尊的维系，至尊的地方。
Like we say, the holy Dham.Vrindavan or Mayapur.
比如说呢，我们把 Vrindavan Sri Mayapur 圣地呢给称为叫 Holy Dham 圣地。
And Pavitram means pure.
Pavitram 的意思呢是纯粹的意思。
And again, I just described that, but Krishna is uncontaminated by anything.
那然后我在这里面再重复说一遍刚才我所说过的话，就是 Krishna 他不会被任何事物所污染。
Like the sun shines on stool or garbage heap, but gradually all the pollution goes out from the place where the sun is shining.
比如说像太阳，当阳光一出来以后呢，它就会清理掉所有的这些垃圾，这些细菌。
But if something stays in the dark, then it doesn't get purified.
但是如果要是留在黑暗里面的话，那是没有办法变得洁净的，而且会变得越来越脏。
So Prabhupada put on the back to Godhead, Krishna is light and Maya is darkness.
所以呢，释迦牟尼佛在回归手时的杂志上就写到了说，Krishna 是光，而 Maya 是黑暗。
If you keep Krishna in front, then you're always in the light.
如果我们要是把 Krishna 摆在我们面前的话，那我们永远都是处在光芒之中。
But if we turn our back on Krishna, then Maya comes to me.
但是如果我们要是把我们的背对着 Krishna 而转向了 Maya 的话，那我们就处在黑暗之中了。
Then he says, Bhavan Purusham Shastakam Devyam, that your personality is eternal and transcendental.
然后呢他又讲到了Bhavan, which line are you reading?
I'm reading the words, it's Param Paramam Bhavan Purusham Shasvatam. I'm going over the words.
Yeah, yeah. 然后呢，他又讲到了 Pavitam Param Pavitam 是，您是超然的、永恒的。
So that's important. Like Krishna says, in that the foolish people, they think I've assumed this personality. That actually it doesn't have a personality. That's just some show, and it's really a non-person thing. But here he's saying Arjuna is confirming the personality is eternal and it's transcendental. Has nothing to do with material energy.
嗯，那么这个愚蠢的人呢，他就不会认为这是有一个至尊的人的存在的。但是呢，Krishna， Arjuna 在这里面呢，就非常的确定了一点，就是这里是有一个永恒的超人的存在的一个人的，而且呢，他是不会受到物质能量的影响的。
So that's important. Like Krishna says, never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings.
嗯，然后这是非常重要的。比如说 Krishna 他就说过，从来就没有一个时刻我是不存在的，而且呢是不了解所发生的这一切的。
So here Arjuna is confirming this.
所以在这里呢 ，Arjuna 就证实了这一点。
So he's teaching so many qualities of Krishna.
Then Adi Deva.
The original one.
Yeah, Adi Deva 的意思呢是最原初的主。那所以 Arjuna 在这里面呢就教导了关于 Krishna 的很多的特征。
Because there's many lords and demigods, but they're not original. Krishna's original.
嗯，因为呢有很多的主，有很多的半身人，可是他们都不是最原初的主，只有 Krishna 才是最原初的主。
And Aja is unborn.
Aja 的意思呢是无生。
Ja means birth.
Ja 意思是出生。
Janma.
You say Janma.
Krishna is not born.
So Krishna 他是不经出生的。
The atheist asked, where does God come from? They think this is a tricky question.
无神论者呢，他们就会询问。无神论者呢，他们就会问一个问题，就是这神他到底是从哪儿来的？他们就觉得这是一个很有花头的一个问题，然后使得奉献者是没有办法回答的。
So that just shows that they don't know anything what it's about, because if God means the original person.
那么这也就显示了他们其实对神是一无所知的，因为神呢本来他就是那个最原初的人。
Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchitananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir, he has no beginning, but he is the beginning.
那么他呢是没有开始的，但他其实就是开始。
And he's the cause of all causes, but he has no cause. Nothing is causing Krishna. He's just existing all the
那么 Krishna 他就是存在在那儿，他是一切的源泉，但是 Krishna 自己本身是没有一个开始的原因的。
Okay, and Vibhum, he's the greatest.
Vibhu 的意思是伟大的。
And all the rishis and sages say this.
那么，所有的 rishi 们、圣人们都这么说的。
As Prabhupada explains, he's not. People might say, "Well, Arjuna, he's Krishna's friend, so he talks like this."
是的，Prabhupada里面解释了，就是人们也许可能会说，因为 Arjuna 是 Krishna 的朋友，所以说呢，他才会这么说。
But so he's confirming that not only he's saying it, but Narada Muni. Devala Rishi and Asita, they all say it.
所以呢，在这里面呢，就证实了不仅仅是 Arjuna 是这么讲的， 而且呢，所有的这些圣人们，比如像 Narada Muni 啊，还有 Devarishi 啊、Ashita 呀，他们都是这么讲的。
Even Vyasadeva，
即使连 Vyasadeva 也是这么说的。
And now you're saying it also, you know.
然后呢，就是现在您亲自也都这么说了。
That's what Krishna just explained in those four verses, you know.
因为在之前的四个师节里面呢，而 Krishna 刚刚解释这四个种子师节。
Everything comes from me.
一切都来自于我。
Okay, so very important, right?
Yes.
In the Bhagavad Gita, we know there are five different divisions, different main subjects.
在博迦梵歌里面，我们知道呢，它一共涵盖了五个主要的内容。
So one is Bhagavan. Krishna is this, what is Bhagavan? What is the Supreme Lord? What is the origin of everything?
那么其中一个呢，讲的是 Krishna 是 Bhagavan， 他是至尊主，他是一切的原处的源泉。
And this is one of the verses which is describing that.
而今天我们看的这个师节呢，是描述 Krishna 是 Bhagavan 的其中的一个师节。
It's describing what is the Supreme Lord.
他在讲述着至尊主到底是谁。
All these things we just read, this is the definition of the Supreme Personality.
那我们所讲的，我们今天所读的这一切呢，都讲的是至尊人格首身，它的特征都是什么
？The ultimate abode, the most pure, and the absolute truth.
它是终极的住所，它是至纯至粹的，而且它是绝对真理。
The eternal, transcendental, original person.
它是永恒超然的第一人。
Unborn, the greatest.
它不经出生，它最伟大。
So this is some idea of what is Krishna, what is God.
那么所以这里面呢，就给了我们一些这个关于 Krishna 到底是怎么回事的一些信息。
And that's only talking about the greatness and power of Krishna, not even his loving personality. What is his personality?
那么这里面呢，讲述的只是 Krishna， 并没有涉及到 Krishna 的他的那些非常的甜蜜的性格特征。那么 Krishna 的性格特征到底是什么？
So Arjuna heard those previous four verses, which are the essence of the seed verses of the Gita. Then he completely understood.
所以呢，当 Arjuna 他听到了之前的这四个关于博迦梵歌的这种子师节的时候呢，他就完全的明白了。
He had no more doubts.
他就再也没有任何的困惑了。
Every human being and every demigod is completely dependent on Krishna.
所以所有的人，所有的半神人都是完全的依靠于 Krishna 的。
But ignorant men and ignorant demigods think they're independent of Krishna.
Think they are what? I didn't hear.
They think they're independent. We don't need God.
Okay. 但是呢，愚蠢的人或者是无知的半神人们，他们才会觉得。自己是不依靠于 Krishna 而单独存在的。
Now they think, you know, they can explain a few things scientifically, or they can, you know, so they don't need God anymore. They understand things, or they can by technology, they can do so many things. But everything is very temporary.
他们现在觉得呢，他们可以通过科学的角度去解释一切。然后他们可以利用科技，根本就不需要有神的任何的助缘。但是呢，他们所解释的这一切呢，其实都并不是永恒的，只不过是临时存在的而已。
So by doing devotional service, it's explained in the previous verse also that the ignorance can be removed, the light comes on, the knowledge.
但是呢，这里面就解释了，如果我们要是通过做奉献服务的话呢，那么就可以让我们从事的待在光里面，然后呢也可以移除掉所有的一些黑暗。但是在之前的这些世界里面呢，也涉及了这个内容。
So all these things Arjuna is saying, we find in many Vedic verses. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita.
那么尔朱呢，他所讲述的这些，他所讲述的这些内容呢，在伟达经的很多经典里面，其实都是有这个内容的。而且呢，在这个《薄伽梵歌》里面 ，Krishna 他也反复强调了这个内容。
So many prayers throughout the Vedas.
那么在整个的伟达经里面呢，有很多的祈祷文都是这些内容。
Only by bhakti can one really understand Krishna. Because Krishna gives understanding when one dies to service.
那么只有通过 bhakti 我们才能够了解 Krishna, 因为只有通过 bhakti 我们才能够被得到智慧去了解他。
By just examining the material world and studying this and studying that, one might come to the point of realizing that he has to perform, has to surrender to Krishna. But,Otherwise, he'll never really understand Krishna.
但是呢，通过去这个检验验证，这个物质世界，通过学习这个学习那个，也许可能会达到一个点。那么这个点呢，就是需要去向至尊主臣服的这个点。但是，否则的话，有很多时候怎么学、怎么去研究，也没有办法达到这一点。
So if you Upanishads are mentioned because Upanishads are accepted as the original Veda.
对，那 Upanishads 里面呢也都提到这一点。Upanishads 呢是最原初的伟大经。
Actually, Bhagavad Gita is original because it's spoken by Krishna. Krishna is the source of all the Veda.
那么薄伽梵歌呢，它其实也是最原初的伟大经，因为薄伽梵歌它是由 Krishna 所讲述的。Krishna 是一切的源头。
But many scholars and such, they don't accept it.
但是呢，有可能。
So he.
但是呢，有很多的。但是有很多的这些学者们，他们并不承认尔朱呢是并不承认《薄伽梵歌》是伟达经，因为他们不承认 Krishna 是那个守神。
Is constantly thinking of Krishna. This is, you know.Something we have to realize. This is what we want. You know, this is a real goal.
那么，常常不断的去想着 Krishna， 这个是我们终极需要去觉悟到的一件事情。因为呢，我们要常常想着 Krishna， 这才是我们真正的目标所在。所以要不断的去念诵哈利·克里斯那的圣名。
Because whoever we meet, whatever happens, whatever we have or don't have, it's all given by Krishna.
因为我们所需要的一切，我们所有的或者我们不需要，我们没有的，以及我们就是需要被支持的，所有这一切，终极来说都是 Krishna 所给予我们的。所以呢，我们要记住这一点。
So therefore, Sadhu Sangha association with devotees is so important.
也就这个原因呢，使得萨杜桑的和奉献者之间的联谊是如此的重要。
Because they'll help us to remember Krishna.
因为呢，这样的联谊会帮助我们，奉献者会帮助我们去记住 Krishna。
So that's called smarana. That's one of the process.
那么这个呢，被称为叫 smarana 记忆，那这是我们的程序的一部分。
And it comes from hearing and chanting. Shravana Kirtana Smarana.
然后又有了聆听和唱诵 Shravana Kirtana Smarana.
Then whatever we hear about and talk about, then we're going to remember.
因为我们所听到的，我们所讲述的这些信息都会让我们记住。
So,We're around devotees, they ask us to talk about Krishna and many things, so we get the mercy.
所以当我们在和奉献者在一起的时候呢，他们会请我们讲一讲关于 Krishna 的相关的信息，那这是出于他们的仁慈。
And the, we don't want to take advantage, but the Acharyas are very clear that, like Krishna says, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Satyatam Kirtayantomam, always remembering, always Bhagavatam, always chanting.
而且呢，我们也不想这个乱怎么说呢？就是我们不想占便宜，但是呢，所有的这些圣人们呢，他们是非常的纯粹的。那么我们也就应该时刻的不断的去记忆、去聆听、去唱诵。
But like Prabhupada translating the Bhagavatam, Nityam Bhagavata, daily classes in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么是让他把呢把巴把圣典博迦瓦坛给翻译成 Nityam Bhagavatam， 也就是我们每天需要去聆听的内容，每天我们都需要有圣典博迦瓦坛的讲课。
That can be accepted as always, just by because we study regularly doing everything, and that will gradually increase.
因为呢，这个可以被描述成就是总是，因为如果我们要是非常稳定的、有规律的去学习的话，那我们也就可以取得一点点的进步。
So now it's New Year's Eve, right? The day before New Year's.
Yeah. So today is 大年三十。
I don't know in other countries. In India, I think also people make a New Year's resolution.This year I'm going to do better, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to quit smoking or something like
that. 那我不知道其他，我不知道咱们中国怎么样，但比如说在印度的时候呢，就是或者在美国，就是在这个新年之初的时候呢，大家都会去为这个新年去发下一些誓言，会做出一些计划，比如说我今年会做件什么事情，我今年会达到一个什么样的目标，我今年会戒烟呢等等。
So happy New Year.
所以呢，祝大家新年快乐。
But Prabhupada also said every day is a new year.
但是说实话吧，也说呢，每一天都是新年。
Every day is another year is starting, another year finished.
因为每一天呢
，hour or whatever it is.
因为每一天呢，都是一个新年的开始。
Everything is new and fresh, and I have another chance to serve Krishna.
因为每一天呢，都是一个新年的开始，也都是一个新年的结束。那么作为奉献者呢，他总是处在一个非常的新鲜的状态，就是认为每一个时刻都是一个重新的可以为 Krishna 做服务的开始。
So it's good to make some kind of resolution, you know. That we want to do better, we want to try harder, we want to work harder for Krishna.
所以说呢，如果我们要是能够为这个新的开始去发下一些誓言，去做一个决定的话，让我们想到能够为什么事情能够做得更好的话，这是很好的。
Okay, so then this remembering Krishna is one way we can escape from this material entanglement.
所以如果我们要是能够记住 Krishna 的话呢，这个是我们其中的一个可以逃离物质的纠结束缚的方式。
So Krishna is accepted in all the Vedas as the most pure.
那么在所有的伟达经里面呢，都接受了 Krishna 是最纯粹的这一说法。
So if we want to...understand that Krishna is the most pure and be with Krishna, then we'll become purified.
那么所以说，如果我们要是理解 Krishna 他是最纯粹的话，那么我们也就变得净化了。
Okay, just a minute. I have to go for a minute. Okay. You can just chant.
Maharaj, sorry, what do you mean? You have to go or you have to go for a minute?
Okay.
Okay. Maharaj, 说的稍微离开一下，他马上回来。 可以吗？你其实没问题哈。
对，现在还没有问题发上来。
没问题吧？那咱就结束呗。我一会儿去讲地。
好的，可以。
嗯，等张妈回来以后啊，他就马上回来。
Okay, I'm back.
Marge, no questions. Yes, Marge.
Okay, questions coming?
No question for today.
Well, I'm sure there will be.
But something might
be
that that's a...
busy.
大家有没有认识 Yeah, maybe today, because today is New Year's Eve, so maybe a little bit busy. But let me ask again. 请问大家有问题不？
我们现在也有60多人在聆听早课呢，然后在就是这样一个新年的除夕之夜，然后而且现在就是中国的这个疫情又这么严重的情况下，咕噜还带病去旅行，为给大家联谊，所以我们也祝咕噜能够尽快的恢复健康，然后感谢咕噜的甜美的联谊和付出。
Yeah, Hare Krishna Maharaj. Sunny Maharaj said that right now we have over 60 devotees online to hear this morning class this morning. And, and she said that she actually on behalf of all of the devotees said something to you. She said that actually today is a very special day. Today is Chinese New Year's Eve, which is a very big day for Chinese. But we got the good honor.To hear the nectarian lectures from you. So we really appreciate it very much. And the other thing is that we feel really touched that for this special situation, because of the virus spreading situation in China, but you are still, you know, effortlessly to travel from here to there. Plus, you yourself
well,
are also kind of suffering. Yeah, and also you are suffering from this sickness right now. So,Thank you so much, you know, for doing all of this for us, for the Chinese devotees. So
Thank
we
you.
Really pray. Yeah, and we pray that you can feel better soon.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe this is the... I've been a little bit sick for a long time. I think this is the end of it, maybe.
Okay, good.我刚才呢是把那个萨迪玛吉代表大家说的话呢和马尔什表达了一下，然后马尔什呢也非常感谢大家，然后他说呢因为他这段时间一直身体都不太好，那他现在今天这会儿应该是他的这个整个的这个病程达到了尾声了，所以非常感谢大家的祈祷。
But we should be able to utilize this virus thing for preaching.
但是呢，我们应该用这个病毒的这个事件呢来传播，就是来传播我们的教导。
Basic thing is there's danger at every step, right?
嗯，那我们要强调的一个这个基础的基本特点就是，我们每走一步其实都是充满了危险的。
But also it started in the seafood market in Wuhan.
Yeah, 但是呢这个病呢它是来自于在武汉的一个海产品市场里发出来的。
The previous era was the pig virus and all the chicken virus, you know, that's always, it's never coming from the vegetable market.
嗯，那么也之前呢我们可能有一些这个猪瘟呢还有You mean the pig virus and any other virus you mentioned?
Yeah, a few years ago they had a swine flu, you know, virus they said started from pigs. And then they were killing millions of pigs and everything.
Yeah, 那么几年以前呢，因为那个。对对对对，那么之前呢，我们有这个猪瘟，然后呢，就成百上千万的猪就被砍杀了，然后后来呢，又有这个鸡瘟，然后呢，鸡又被杀死了。
And so they were killing millions of chickens, you know.
所以呢，就是当这禽流感出现的时候呢，就是很多很多的鸡都被杀死了。
And the people, you know, they didn't stop, but they still go on eating the stupid things.
但是呢，就即便是这样的一个状态呢，这个人们依然还是没有接受教训，依然呢在继续吃这些食物。
They don't learn their lesson.
并没有在这里面学到教训。
So we can say, see, the human beings are not meant to eat seafood and pigs and chickens.
那我们现在这里面想要讲到的是什么呢？就是这个人类啊，他本来就是不应该吃猪肉啊，吃鸡肉啊，或者是吃海鲜的，这个是海鲜的问题。
So then the reactions come.
那所以现在就有了这个，那么所以呢，就因为。做了不该做的这些事情，所以呢就变得有了报应了，所以呢现在就会产生了各种各样的病。
And you can't stop the sickness just by wearing a mask or something. Sickness comes.
而且呢我们也不可能就只是戴个口罩就能够把这个病就给制止了，这个病呢还是得。
If it's our karma to get the sickness, it's going to come.
所以呢，因为我们的业报就是得生这种病。
Okay.
Yes.
Just, you know, everything is, and we can find some way to utilize everything for preaching.
所以呢，我们一定要知道，在任何一种情况下和我们所遇到的任何事情，都可以把它用来作为我们的传播。
And now, big news all over the world. So many people are giving up eating meat, just becoming vegan.
那现在呢？这个在这个世界各地，由于大家都在听到各种各样的这些新闻，所以呢，很多人现在都已经不吃肉了，都变成了 vegan 了。
Because it's also good for the environment. It's good for your own body's environment. It's good for the world environment. You know, so many things.
因为呢就是让自己变成 vegan 食素了之后呢，它不仅就是对我们的身体有好处，而且呢对于整个的这个环境也都是非常的有益的。
Okay, so I want to thank all of you for tuning in and today. We had a very good time in the talking and Virgo, everybody's so nice.
那我呢也非常那我也非常的感谢大家，我呢也非常的感谢大家今天早上能够接到这个就是这个这课堂里面来听这节讲课。我们在哈尔滨度过了一个非常美妙的时光，这里面呢哈尔滨有非常非常美妙的奉献者们，大家都在不停歇的希望能够一直的唱诵着。
So they very kindly keep me trying to chant or talk about Krishna or something.
那所以呢，他们就一直就让我在给他们讲述关于 Krishna 的这个话题，然后呢可以一起来唱诵等等，在做各种各样的这样的事情。
Especially in Hurga, one Mataji, Seva Priya Dasi, she's chanting so wonderful, beautiful, powerful chanting kirtan.So amazing.
Who's her name? Deva Priya?
Seva Priya.
Seva Priya. 特别是在哈尔滨有一位奉献者 Seva Priya Dasi Mataji, 她是非常的美妙的一位奉献者，那她呢非常热情的始终都在唱诵，不停歇的在唱诵着。
I was in the other room when she started chanting. It was so powerful. Everybody was really... But everybody's chanting.
那么那天呢，我在房间里面待着的时候，他在另外一个房间就开始唱起来了。然后他的这个唱诵呢是非常有力量的，而且呢使得所有的人都跟着一起唱了起来。
And the more we chant, the more we chant.
而且呢，当我们唱的更多的时候，我们就唱的更多。
That's what we get for.
而且这个也是我们所获得的。
Like someone asked Prabhupada, what do we get for chanting? Because usually some priest or monk or you know whatever they're saying, you know, if you do this prayer or you do this mantra, you do this religion, you'll get rich, you'll get healthy. So they asked Prabhupada, what do we get from chanting?
那么有一位奉献者呢，他就问这个事儿画画的，当我们在唱诵，我们会从这个唱诵里面受到什么样的益处呢？因为比如说有些这个佛就是这个佛教的师父或者是这个基督徒的这些牧师们，他们就会说，如果你要是念诵某一个曼陀罗的话，你就能够得到一些益处，比如说你就会变得富裕啊，或者变得免病啊等等。那么就是奉献者问释迦牟尼佛，那我们念我们的曼陀罗会得到什么呢？
So I think everybody's heard Prabhupada. He said you get more chanting.
然后释迦牟尼佛就说呢，你念诵就会念得更多。
That's the most valuable thing.
所以呢，这是最有价值的事物。
And that's what we need to pray to Krishna. We can realize that, that we, when we're chanting, we, there's nothing better, nothing more valuable than chanting.
那么这个也就是当我们在念诵的时候呢，我们需要向 Krishna 所祈祷的一点，就是得到这样一个觉悟，就是我们越念诵就越发现没有比念诵要更加美妙的事情了，没有比这更好了。
We should be so thankful.
I have 5 minutes because I need to catch the flight. But there are 2 more questions
here. Where are you going?
I'm going to the south to be with my parents.
Oh, good. In Hainan?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So warm weather, huh?
Yeah. So do you think you can answer this? Sorry?
Yeah, if you have another question, I have to go also because I have to take care
of it. I think you can say it very quickly. The 2 questions. I mean, one is from Harivansa Prabhu. He said that 怎么用灵性的心态面对目前的恐慌疫情? Then the next question is related with that.It's from Hare Krishna Mataji. 感恩 Guru, 您不怕病毒 ,Krishna 会保佑思念他的奉献者不感染病毒吗 ?Okay, then the question is that, how to use the spiritual attitude to face the, panic of the virus spreading? Another one is, thank you so much, you are not afraid of virus. Does that mean that, Krishna will protect?His beloved devotee, not to be contaminated by this virus. So both of the 2 questions are related to the virus.
I am afraid of it.
马尔说呢，其实他是挺害怕这病毒的。
So I was thinking that, you know, because the doctors are saying that people don't come soon enough, you know, by the time they realize they have it. So I'm thinking to check, but.No, the Krishna protects the soul. He can't, the body, you know, is the lump of ignorance, and it's naturally full of disease.
Okay. So, 那么而且呢，马尔说，特别是大夫说呢，就这个病它还是不是马上就能够看出来的，还得等几天才能够看出他是不是真的确诊了。所以呢，马尔心里其实还有点担心。但是呢，他说呢，这个 Krishna 他所保护我们的是。灵魂它并不包括我们的这个物质的躯体，因为这个物质的躯体呢，它本来就是这个愚昧属性所构成的，所以呢，它本来就是会生病的。
All right.
Yes. So then, what is the right attitude? What is the right spiritual attitude to face the panic?
Well. we know we're not the body and we should be careful.
那么怎么来面对恐慌的疫情呢？首先我们知道我们并不是这躯体，但是我们应该要小心。
Maybe don't go out so much.
我们可能不应该再像就是上外面有太多的出行。
Right.
Yeah.
好的，那我们问题就回答到这里吧，因为您和咕噜马上都要离开。
Okay.
我们今天就结束好了。
Okay. So that's all of the questions. Sunny Monday says that let's just wrap the class for now.
Okay. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy
Thank you very much,
Mara. I think that the Happy New Year is better than, you know, like,When we say happy birthday, that's only one day, but when we say happy new year, we're wishing for the whole year, so that's much better.
就是当我们说新年快乐的时候呢，要比说生日快乐要好，因为生日快乐呢，就只是为那一天而祝福快乐，但是说新年快乐的时候呢，是为整个这一年祝福快乐，所以说呢，这是一个更好的一个吉祥的意思。Happy New Year, Mara.
Let's say happy next life.
那然后我们也应该说，让我们也应该说，就是让我们有快乐的下一个来生。喂，昆塔之音，服务员于林。喂，昆塔之音，服务员于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了，非常非常感恩卡维陈者玛拉之给我们的清晨的这么甜美的联谊，然后也非常谢谢萨提玛拉吉我们安排的这个平台，感恩所有的奉献者，那祝大家在2020年的这个大年三十度过一个非常非常美妙的充满了 Krishna 知觉的一年的除夕夜，Hare Krishna。